This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government is sending multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The seven delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, later this month. The delegations will project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all forms and manifestations. They would carry forth to the world India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The delegations include members of parliaments from different political parties, prominent political personalities, and distinguished diplomats. Indian economy will grow at 6.3% during the current financial year ahead of China, US and European Union, a UN report said. According to the UN's mid-year update of world economic situation and prospects, India's growth is being fueled by strong household spending, solid government investments and booming services exports. Even as the global economy stands on shaky ground, India continues to shine. United Nations said that India will remain the fastest growing major economy in the world this year. The report also shared some good news on inflation and jobs in India. Inflation is likely to ease from 4.9% in 2024 to 4.3% in 2025, well within the central bank's comfort zone. The total number of Aadhaar authentication transactions have crossed 150 billion mark, making it a milestone moment in the journey of the Unique Identification Authority of India and for the broader Aadhaar ecosystem. We have a report.
The landmark highlights the extensive uses and utility of Aadhaar and the growth of digital economy in the country. Ministry of Electronics and IT in a statement said that the cumulative number was achieved by the end of April 2025 since inception. The ministry added that in April alone, almost 210 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions were carried out, which is nearly 8% more than the same month in 2024. It added that Aadhaar-based authentication has been playing a stellar role in aiding ease of living, in effective welfare delivery and voluntarily availing various services offered by service providers. With Dipendra's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
An American Lebanese man, Hadi Matar, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the 2022 knife attack on author Salman Rushdie at a cultural event in New York. Convicted of attempted murder and assault, 27-year-old Matar received the maximum sentence for the attack, which left Mr. Rushdie blind in one eye. He was also given a separate 7-year sentence for assaulting the event moderator. The International Criminal Court ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan has temporarily stepped down amid an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. Mr. Khan is alleged to have pressured a female aide for over a year into a sexual relationship and to have groped her without consent. He has strongly denied the accusations. The ICC stated that Mr. Khan will remain on leave until the investigation is complete. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the 2025 Doha Diamond League men's javelin throw event. The Olympic gold medalist smashed the 90-meter barrier for the first time in his career with a colossal throw of 90.23 meters in the third round. However, Germany's Julian Weber, who came up with a winning throw of 91.06 meters in his final attempt, surpassed Chopra to claim the gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Neeraj for the achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described the feat as remarkable and stated that the athlete's personal best is a result of his unwavering dedication, discipline and passion. The Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap. The match between host Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders will begin at 7:30 p.m. at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda won the Superbet Chess Classic in Bucharest, Romania. He triumphed after a tense tiebreak against Eliriza Firozja and Maxim Vashia-Lagrave. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. According to IMD, coastal Andhra Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Karaikal and Telangana will experience heavy rainfall today. Meanwhile, IMD has said that isolated pockets of Jammu Kashmir, southwest Uttar Pradesh will experience heat wave conditions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.